Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and Doug Stanhope is with us. Man, this guy is funny, and this is the best job description that I've ever read in my life. Doug is a stand-up comedian, author, award-winning actor, political activist, and podcast host. His stand-up material favors caustic and often obscene observations of life in the style of Bill Hicks, which he delivers while consuming alcohol. I mean, if that's not the perfect job description for everybody...
You get rid of the political activist. I don't know how that shows up on my Wikipedia page, but the rest, yeah. In fact, anything I do while consuming alcohol.
Right. Hey, what is that big deal now about everybody getting sober? You look at Facebook and somebody else is getting sober. Hey, I got sober. I mean, what's up?
And in shape. Like, everyone's doing right. The MMA and they're sober and, they got their head on straight and they have a life coach. And where's the fun in that? where's your margin for error?
If you get to the point where you need a life coach, you need more than a life coach.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I understand. I finally had to quit smoking. I got to a place where I have the lung capacity of a baby's queef. So I cigarettes after 42 chain smoking years. I was in Australia and they were like, I don't know, $40 a pack for cigarettes. And I'm like, all right, I can quit out of spite. I can do a lot of things with the courage of alcohol and the fuel of spite will get me through a lot of obstacles and hurdles in life.
Well, I'm going to talk to my dad about that. My dad is a lifelong smoker. He's got 9 pacemakers. He's got a defibrillator. He's got tuberculosis. I don't know. He's got so many, but he's still, he wants, can you bring me my cigarettes to the hospital? Sure, Dad. No problem.
I have a great story. This woman I house sat for, and I took care of her mother one summer when I was writing a book a few years ago. And she had dementia, and she drank like 8 or 10 Diet Dr. Peppers a day. So when COVID hit, they actually couldn't get Dr. Pepper for a minute. There was a shortage, and they told her that they stopped making it, Mom, because of COVID. And so she stopped drinking it and started drinking water. And then they go, let's do the same thing with her chain smoking. They told her they stopped making cigarettes because of COVID and her dementia. She believed it.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant.
I know. One of my favorite stories ever.
We're talking to Doug Stanhope here on the National Defense. Hey, let's talk about this movie, man, The Road Dog, from the creator of Meet the Parents. And this thing, I've seen the trailer to this movie, and it sucks you in immediately. I mean, is this obviously based on your life, right?
Right. I play a chain smoking alcoholic, washed up, self-destructive comedian that's clinging to the last strings of his career while his body fails him. So I didn't have to audition, is my point.
They did. Yeah. You didn't have to jump through a lot of hoops for that one, huh?
Right.
And
it's not based on me, but all the people that it was based on are dead. So they have to go with the one that's still kicking.
And who's the guy that plays your kid, man? He's great.
That's actually a comedian's kid that does comedy. His dad is a legendary in Chicago, T.P. Mulrooney.
And, sure.
Yeah, and his son is true to the character as a kid that's starting to get into stand-up. So, yeah, again, there's not a lot of acting in this whole movie. The girl that plays my... a long lost love from 20 years ago is my ex-girlfriend from 20 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Happened at the last minute. I'm like, oh my God. Greg Fitzsimmons plays my old comedy buddy I hadn't seen in 17 years. And we did the math and I go, yeah, it's been 17 years since we've seen each other. This is this happenstance in the script.
The Road Dog. And you know, that really is true too, Doug. I mean, you are one of those, you know, veteran comedians that are just always on the road. And I so admire that. And I stand up alone, but to do it as long as you've been doing it and just everywhere, you know, and you're from Massachusetts, right?
Yeah. But I left as soon as I was legal to sign a contract. I beat feet, got on an Amtrak to the West Coast.
Yeah, but it's so funny about Massachusetts. It's produced so many great comedians. You know, Lenny Clark. I remember Lenny Clark.
Oh, my God, he's so brilliant.
Oh, my gosh. And I think Lenny drank on stage, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was around for that 80s boom where everyone was doing coke.
Right. I guess
right. You could drink all night because there's so much coke, you don't get drunk.
But do you ever get tired of flying? You know, I just had to take a flight a couple of days ago, and it's just like it's work now.
Well, I'm really good at it. So all the stuff that the occasional flyer gripes about, like I have pre-check and I have clear and I cut in front of people. That's the only thing I enjoy in my career now is the cutting in front of people who don't know how to travel. Honors and I get my designated lane if they still have it. And you're trying to I can't bring a 2-liter bottle of Fanta on the plane. What are my kids going to drink? I have to dump this out. Is there a dollar store on the other side of security to replace it?
And this movie, the Road Dog, it's already won a bunch of awards, man. I mean, this.
I won a Best Actor award, so now I can. No matter how well the movie does, I can say I'm technically an award-winning movie star because I did win an award and I've starred in a movie, so it's on paper there.
And is this streaming everywhere now, Doug?
I think everywhere but Netflix. It's streaming on 1,000 things that I don't know how to use, Amazon Prime, I can use Amazon Prime, so that's fine. I can rent it for $3.99 and leave the room while you watch it.
I've done so many interviews with people, you know, they're like, oh, it's on, you can find it on Fuji, you can find it on Wallpaper, you can find it on Netflix. I mean, everybody's got, you know, some kind of, it's like, what, where is that? Does that exist?
Yeah, Clubhub. Wait,
it's on Tubi. It's on Tubi. It's on Floorwalk. I mean,
there's a whole industry of, we just hope you forget to unsubscribe.
Doug, man, great to talk to you. Huge fan. Thank you so much for taking the time, and best of luck on the movie.
All right, great. Thanks.
We'll be right back here at the National Defense.